Welcome back to the Broke Bull Podcast. I'm your favorite broke host, Maciel Nunez. And as always, thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. It genuinely means the world to me. I also want to express my gratitude for all the love and support on my last two episodes. Y'all know that those episodes were my return to the podcast, and I also had the opportunity of introducing you all to my new co-host, and we both just genuinely appreciate all of the support, so definitely wanted to express my gratitude in that reference. Today's episode, I will be talking all about setting boundaries, which is so important to learn. I'll be diving into what are personal boundaries, how to recognize if you're lacking them, and also how to actually set them. But before we dive into this very important topic, I want to go ahead and cover my lowlights, highlights, and current favorites of the week. So y'all know that I like to begin with my low light just so that we can end on a high note, but my low light for this week is probably, it actually goes in hand with last week's episode. I was very transparent with you all about worrying so much about the future and learning to be present. And although I feel like I have done a great job at letting go of the past, the future aspect is the one that I'm struggling with. And so I don't know, I experienced some things in the last few days that really made me worry about my future again and just kind of question my current situation. But, you know, I like to be transparent with you all, and it is a daily practice learning to be more present, accepting it, and trusting that things are going to work out in my favor in the end. So just know y'all are not alone. I am also working on taking my own advice. Like, we're in this together. But like I said, we're going to end on a high note. And my highlight is that I got to hang out with some girlfriends the last few days. And honestly, it is so important to have a good support team, especially as a woman, like a nice support system of like-minded women who are strong and keep you motivated and hold you accountable. And I feel very fortunate to have so many girls in my life and women that I do care about. And my friend Neva flew in from Chicago. We stayed with a girlfriend named Raven in Atlanta, and it was just so nice. Like, we had some deep conversations. At that time, I did feel pretty present while I was with them. And yeah, it was just overall a very nice few days to go out, and I felt genuine joy being around girls that I can feel care about me and love me and gave me genuine advice and stuff that I maybe was hard to hear, but that I needed to hear. So I'm feeling very nice and recharged after those few days. And my current favorite for this week is Sex in the City. Y'all, are we surprised that it's another TV show? Because at this point, my current favorites have only been shows. I need to mix it up next week. I'm going to try my best to pick something that's not a show next week. But my current favorite is Sex in the City. And the thing with this show is for the past 2 years, I have been trying to finish this series and I have failed tremendously each time. Like, I have restarted the show at least 5 or 6 times. And I always end up starting another show in between. And it's like, oh, I feel so behind because now there's a whole new show out that's like a continued series. I haven't even watched the movies. And what's crazy is I genuinely love this show. I, for the past 2 years, have said I am in my Sex in the City chapter of life because I truly resonate with the character Carrie Bradshaw. She's a writer. I'm a magazine owner. Like, you know, she's financially unstable and has maxed out credit cards. My podcast is called Broke But Woke for a reason, y'all. And she has a very wishy-washy love life. It's messy, and I get that. And I think my favorite thing about the show is that all the women in the show, the main four characters, are in their mid-30s and still figuring out life. And like, how reassuring is that? You know, I made that comment about Friends last week, and even with the show Insecure, like, these are all shows where they are in their entering their 30s and still have so many unanswered questions in life. And that just feels so reassuring for somebody like me who at 24 feels behind, but in reality, I do have a lot of time, you know? So if you've never watched Sex and the City, definitely check it out because there are so many iconic lines in this show that I don't even know where to begin. But that is my next challenge, is to successfully finish Sex and the City and the entire franchise of it. So now, ladies and gentlemen, let's dive into this week's topic, setting boundaries. And I'm going to start by saying this. My mother growing up used to always tell me, people will go as far as you let them. Y'all heard that? people will go as far as you let them. And honestly, as a teenager, I used to let that go through one ear and out the other. But as an adult, that's something I have just been continuously telling myself. And that goes for friendships, relationships, work environments, even within your own family. Like, people will go as far as you let them. And what I've learned is that when you have clear boundaries, people truly learn your limits and understand what you are and aren't okay with. So what are personal boundaries? Personal boundaries are the mental, emotional, and physical walls we create to protect ourselves from being used, manipulated, or violated by others. And what's crazy is I feel like it took me a really long time. It honestly took me until the last few months, all of last year, I started recognizing that this is an area I struggle with, that I was lacking personal boundaries. And maybe you're listening to this and maybe you don't even recognize that you struggle with this. So if that's you, if you're not sure if you have a problem with this, pay attention to the following signs. I'm going to give you a few examples. And if at any point you're answering yes to these, then this episode's probably perfect for you. So here are the little signs, y'all. You fail to speak up when you're treated badly. You give away too much of your time. You agree with a person when you actually feel like disagreeing. You say yes to a person when you really want to say no. You feel guilty for dedicating time to yourself. You feel taken for granted by others. You permit people to touch you when you feel uncomfortable or want them to stop. You have toxic relationships. An example would be you're always giving and the other person's taking from you. You make too many grand sacrifices for others at your own expense. You constantly feel like the victim. You feel like you have to earn respect by being nice. You overshare details about your life with others. You feel guilty when others aren't happy and as though you're responsible for their happiness. You are what other people want/need you to be and not what you need to be. You're out of touch with your own needs. You attract people who try to control or dominate you. And finally, you have chronic fear about what others think of you. And I feel like everybody at some point has struggled with one of these, you know, and maybe by now you have set personal boundaries. And if that's you, that's awesome. I still think you guys can learn something from today's episode. Now, I know there's some of y'all out there that heard a few of those and you were like, oop, that's me. And if that's you, then keep listening. I definitely want to help you guys work on those personal boundaries. Honestly, that's something I'm still working on. So we're in this together, friends. So why did I choose this topic and why do I believe setting boundaries is important? Now, something I've struggled with for my entire life, y'all, is being a huge people pleaser. And that is one of my biggest flaws, is that I'm a huge people pleaser. I still find myself sometimes struggling really hard to say no to people. It's something that I'm getting better at, but I used to struggle really hard to say no to those people who wanted my time and energy and who ultimately made me feel like they were walking over me. It got to the point where I started feeling emotionally and even physically drained. And I'm a big believer that overexerting your energy towards people, especially those who aren't deserving of it, can physically drain you, even make you sick, make you stressed. And that's really when I started realizing I have a problem with this and I need to set boundaries, is because I was feeling emotionally drained by the end of my days. And I tried questioning, especially when making this episode and taking my notes. I was like, well, why am I a people pleaser? Like, where does that stem from? And what I learned is that I struggle with upsetting people. I care so much about what people think about me, and it's something I'm still working on. Like, I'm getting better at it again, but I really struggled with that. Like, I cared what opinions people had of me and struggled with, if I say no, this person's going to be mad at me. I felt so responsible for other people's feelings. I felt responsible for even fixing other people and their problems, where I have my own problems to fix. And being such a people pleaser and struggling to set boundaries left me feeling dominated. It left me feeling extremely pressured to please everybody. Sometimes it left me feeling bullied, and the biggest thing it left me feeling was manipulated. And when I reflect on those times that I was left feeling drained, or like those personal boundaries that I wasn't expressing were being crossed, yo, like, people were taking advantage of how kind I can be and genuinely walking over me. And I mean this in a humble way, but I am naturally a very kind person. And I think anybody who's met me who's listening to this can attest, like, I'm very nice. I try to treat people with respect. I genuinely treat people the way I want to be treated, which is with kindness. And I think I've gotten to a point where I'm just fed up. I'm fed up with being walked over. I'm fed up with people taking advantage of how nice I can be, because although I'm being kind to others, it's more important that I'm kind to myself. And by not setting these boundaries and letting people walk over me, I am disrespecting myself and not being kind to myself. And by not having those boundaries, I'm damaging myself physically, mentally, emotionally, and psychologically. I'm giving so much of myself to people who clearly aren't reciprocating that energy. And I've said this before, but I am so proud to say that this is the first time I've been choosing myself and making myself a priority. My feelings, my time, my energy, I am choosing me this year. And I'll say this, and hear me well, y'all. Setting boundaries is the first step in choosing yourself. I'll say it again for the people in the back. Setting boundaries is the first step in choosing yourself. And by setting healthy personal boundaries, it gives you the ability to express your thoughts and feelings in a way that clearly communicates those needs. And not only that, I really do believe that setting healthy boundaries is a form of self-care, because when you're practicing and expressing those needs, you're practicing self-respect and maybe even for the first time standing your ground. Y'all know I like to get personal on this podcast, so I figured I'd give some examples of where I've lacked boundaries within my family, work, friendship, and relationships. Now, with family and work, I've mastered that. I've learned to stand my ground. With family in the past, you know, especially on my father's side, I've had aunts and uncles who would just make me feel so little for my passions and the career choice that I made, because, you know, I feel like that's so popular with older generations sometimes. Like, they want you to live their dream or what they think is a traditional job. And times are different. Like, we are capable of pursuing our passions, and I am not gonna let anybody make me feel bad about that. And, you know, I used to let people make me feel bad about that, though. And I remember it would hurt me so much when my family would make me feel bad for pursuing writing or journalism. And, you know, I would be so proud of this accomplishment within my magazine, and they just didn't get it. And they'd be like, well, you could be doing something else. Like, ugh. Or like, I remember so vividly this one aunt of mine, y'all. Like, I was just about to publish my book, and they laughed at me. And they were like, you think this is going to be a career? Like, how, you know, discouraging is that? And I remember at that time, I never stood up for myself. I just took it, and it would hurt me. And I would tell my mom about it. Let me tell y'all, me and my mom are two completely different people. I am way more sensitive. That woman is very strong. Holds her ground, knows her worth. Like, and she, I don't know if y'all ever seen that TikTok of that girl is like, stand up. That is literally my mother. Like, anytime I would come and complain about my family, she'd be like, well, like, stand your ground, tell them how you feel. But yeah, with my family, it was always stuff about my career, or they would make inappropriate comments. Like, I don't know if this is just a thing within the Latino community, but like, my first interactions with them after not seeing them for a long time would always revolve around my weight. Like, they'd be like, oh my God, how are you? Oh, you gained weight, which is just like so uncalled for. So it'd be little things like that that would hurt me, and I wouldn't express it. And I remember a few years ago when I finally started expressing how I felt, and I would hold them accountable, and I'd set my boundaries. And it is life-changing, because it genuinely felt like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. All these things that I was being consistently told that were just building up within me and making me feel so sad, I finally told them, like, you're not going to talk to me that way. And I even like threatened to just not even go around them anymore. And that's really what kind of set the tone for them, is I told them, like, I don't want to be around y'all if this is all we're going to talk about, or if y'all are always going to make me feel bad. So I definitely set my boundaries with my family that had toxic behaviors. And then another thing that I learned was within work. You know, I've learned my work language. I do not handle micromanaging well, or I just don't like feeling like I'm being taken advantage of. And I do handle authority well. Like, you know, I respect authority. I get the job done. I am a hard worker. But I had this one specific experience with an employer who, you know, my job was supposed to be a social media manager, and it turned into me becoming their personal assistant. And I was exerting so much of my time and energy and not receiving the benefits of it. Like, they were taking advantage of my time. They weren't paying me for the extra hours. And if anything, I would get the job done exactly how they asked me to, and then it would turn into them kind of like belittling me and telling me, oh, you could have done this better. It was like they were deflecting a lot of their issues on me. And I remember the day I finally stood up to them. Like, I remember my mom and my best friend being like, you need to write this lady a strongly worded letter about how this makes you feel. And when I finally did that, it felt so good. And even that employer recognized and was like, wow, well, thank you so much for holding me accountable. I ended up quitting, by the way, y'all. Like, that was that letter expressing how I felt was my 2 weeks notice. But they ended up thanking me and they were like, you know, next time when I have a new employee for this role, I now know how to treat them. So thank you. And you never know, like, when you do express those boundaries and teach people and hold them accountable, you're even helping them grow into a better person sometimes. And then finally, like I said, friendship and relationships were always the hardest for me. I've told y'all before about my issues within my last relationship, and just I recognize now, had I set very clear boundaries and if I stayed true to my boundaries, I would have left that relationship a lot earlier. However, and this is why it's so important to set boundaries going into a relationship, because it doesn't leave room for miscommunications, and you know, you can stand your ground and leave if you need to. But I allowed a lot of things that hurt me to happen without defending myself. I let myself get walked over. I let myself get taken advantage of, and ultimately feeling so broken. Had I just set those boundaries and made it clear, like, although I do feel in a way like some of these things that happen are kind of just obvious, like you don't treat your partner this way, but nonetheless, setting clear communication and clear boundaries in relationships, so, so important, so that you don't end up disappointed and you don't end up hurt, and that this person that you're with understands what you'll put up with. And like my mama said, a man and a woman, a person will go as far as you let them, and you'll handle as much as you let them. And finally, friends. In my personal life, I'd say the hardest thing for me to set boundaries with are my friends, especially the closer ones. And I think about the last few years and people who I envisioned myself growing old with, girls in my life that I was like, oh my God, we're gonna be besties forever, and they're no longer my life. And it's hard, but sometimes you have to accept that outgrowing is a part of life, that certain people are in your life temporarily for a certain season, and that's okay. Whether that be they were in your life for a lesson to help you grow, you know, let that happen. And I immediately think of this quote from J. Cole from one of his songs where he's like, things change, rearrange, and so do I. Like, same. Because if you really think about it, we are evolving on a day-to-day basis. And it just makes sense that with that, as you change, as the people around you change, sometimes your interests, your passions, the way you interact, it's not going to mesh all the way. Like, I think about people that were in my life in high school who are so different now, and that on a friendship level, it just probably wouldn't mix. And I think I struggle so hard with friendship specifically because I am one of those people who I have a lot on my plate. I'm always on work mode, which I know isn't always healthy, but I am always thinking about work. And I struggle tremendously when somebody doesn't respect my work schedule. You know, I do work from home, I work remote, and I hate, like, I know this sounds so mean, but I genuinely hate it when people treat my remote job like it's not a job. Because if you put it in perspective, I have friends who work a 9-to-5, like at a physical establishment, right? I don't go to your 9-to-5 and tell you to leave to hang out, you know? And I just expect out of my friendships that people would respect that too. And so that's a big boundary for me, is like people respecting my work schedule, what I do, because in the past, what I've done is say yes to all my friends who need me at that time or want me to leave my work. I prioritize them, and then I end up feeling swamped with work and feeling emotionally drained from their stuff. And although I want to be emotionally there for my friends, which I tend to do a good job of, it's like the physical time that's pretty tough, and I have to, you know, set those boundaries, and I'm still working on that. I found that by overexerting my energy with friends, I was giving myself very little me time. And also, I feel like for those friends who have a codependent relationship with me, it's the overexertion of my energy, if that makes sense. I feel like I'm not helping them grow either, because it isn't healthy to be codependent on people. Sometimes we do, and I'm huge on this, need to be alone. And we need to learn, you know, that our friends have their own lives. And I feel like by not setting those boundaries, I'm also halting their growth. I hope that makes sense. I'm learning to outgrow people that do not respect my time, that do not respect my mental health. And I'm learning day by day that I do have people like that in my life. And it's just going to be a little process, but definitely when I break it down into family, work, friendship, and relationship, friendship has to be the hardest one for me if I'm being true with myself. So now, how do we set those boundaries? And I broke this into a few different steps, but the first one being clearly identify your boundaries. I encourage you to take some time to get really clear with yourself about what the boundaries are that you need to set. Reflect on your friendship, your relationship, your work life, and your family, and what within those areas makes you feel disrespected, makes you feel unheard, makes you feel drained. Spend some time figuring out what area it is that you need to take action and set clear boundaries for. And, you know, I gave you guys examples in my own life, how those look so different. So it is important to also understand that different relationships do require different boundaries. And once you've identified those boundaries, it's time to be straightforward. Don't be cryptic, because that's something I used to do too, is like, in my head, I'd be like, okay, this is the boundary I need to set. This is what I need to tell this person. And then it would come out with me being so insecure and like not being so clear to the point and kind of running around the actual boundary. The most successful approach to setting a boundary is by being direct. Say what you mean and mean what you say. And then once you do set those boundaries, once you are straightforward, pay attention to how that relationship changes as well. You know, somebody might handle it well and actually respect those boundaries, but for those people who don't, for those relationships that you have in your life where you've set the tone for what you expect within that relationship and they still take advantage of that and your feelings and don't respect you, hold your ground and allow yourself to outgrow. Pay attention to how this relationship either positively or negatively changes. And if you're somebody like me who does struggle to be very clear and set those boundaries and it's been a process for you, try to have a support system. You know, make sure to lean on your friends who do respect your boundaries, people who kind of understand where you're coming from. Maybe it's your family, maybe it's a mentor. Have somebody that you can talk to about this process, because it's not always easy. And I do think it's important to have that emotional support, especially in the process of potentially outgrowing somebody. Because, you know, I've said before that for me, the people pleasing and the fear of losing someone and making somebody mad, that's what has halted me before from actually setting boundaries. So I think it is very important and helpful to have somebody on your side rooting for you as you set these boundaries with certain people and relationships. Another thing is, once you do set these boundaries, be confident in them. And a way of doing this is by not apologizing for the boundaries that you set. And this is something I've done before. And it's not until like I was working on this episode that I really realized it. I was like, oh snap. Like, when I apologize for those boundaries, when I apologize for setting the tone for what I expect out of these relationships, it kind of discredits what I'm trying to stand up for. So like, it gives the impression that I'm doing something wrong, when it's like, no, like that I'm doing something wrong that requires an apology or justification. I feel like it takes away from the authority and the confidence and, you know, how serious you are about how this matters to you and why you're setting the boundary in the first place. And my final step, the most important step, is to always do things because they make you feel good. Don't make choices and decisions based off of another person. Ask yourself, does this bring me joy? Make sure to spend time doing things that truly bring you joy. And remember that self-care is not selfish. In the mix of your work, relationships, friendships, and family, and all the things that you have on your plate, make sure to schedule downtime and you time. And once you do that, once you do things that make you feel good, it helps balance that and it helps you not feel so bad for setting those boundaries. Something that I've learned and has helped me set boundaries is recognizing that I'm in control of my choices in my life, and I need to stop letting people dictate my life for me, especially if I'm choosing myself. Like, this is my life. If this brings me joy, I'm going to do it. But if being around a certain person or doing certain things makes me uncomfortable, makes me unhappy, drains me, I don't have to do that. I do not have to do that, because I'm in control of my own choices and my own life. And I want to end with two quotes that might resonate with you and kind of sums up this entire episode about setting boundaries. The first one is, lack of boundaries invites lack of respect. And that's an anonymous quote, but the lack of boundaries invites lack of respect. And that, y'all, is so true. Because when you're not setting clear communication, you are just opening the door for somebody to disrespect you and take advantage of you and walk all over you, your energy, and your patience. And then my final quote is, love yourself enough to set boundaries. Your time and energy are precious, and you get to decide how to use them. You teach people how to treat you by deciding what you will and won't accept. And that's by Anna Taylor. And I just thought that'd be such a beautiful way to wrap up this important episode about setting boundaries. As always, if something within this episode resonated with you, if you need somebody to lean on or help, you know, setting boundaries within something that I've talked about, feel free to reach out to me. That's why I made this podcast, to build a little community. And I love each and every one of you that do tune in and check in with me. You can reach out to me on my personal Instagram, which is Masi_Nunez, or my podcast's Instagram, which is @BrokeButWokePodcast. As always, thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. I can't wait to catch up with you guys next week. And I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful week. Remember to tune in on Wednesday for me and JL's self-help episode. And then this Friday, we're actually starting our book club. So definitely check it out. Our book for this month is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. I think that's his name, Stephen. But definitely check it out on Wednesdays and Fridays. And I will catch y'all on the flippity flip. Bye, y'all.